Well, hopefully you find out how it works and you can make it happen. That'd be a wonderful thing. And I was looking at some handhelds that are doing the same thing. They were able to do the same thing through the handheld. So that would be nice.
Yeah, the VGC company that made this radio also makes a handheld that's been out for quite some time. And then this is just a rebranded model. It's a Radio Oddity, but it's a rebranded with just their name on it. But it's the same thing. So that's what I got to figure out here. I worked a little bit on it. And you watch one guy's video online, and they say to do this. And you watch the next guy's video, and they say to do that. I'm thinking, okay, nobody's saying to do the same thing. So that's what's confusing here, is everybody's got a different answer on how to do this, and not one, you know, do it this way and this is what works. So I did figure out if I do iGate through my phone, which I don't want to do, I can get all of the stations showing up on the map. So I can set a radius, and I just happen to set a 300-mile radius. So if I turn that on through the app, then any station, APRS station in 300 miles shows up on the map, and that's what I have at home, but I don't want that on the vehicle. I want to just do it through radio. I don't want a internet iGate turned on through the vehicle and my phone. So those are other things to figure out how that's going to work.